Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. Thank you for listening. I am so excited that you chose to tune in today. It's going to be a great week. And, you know, we just had something happen this past weekend that most of us dread. But before I get to that, I want to say thank you to the Hopecast Network for making this podcast possible. And we want to make sure that you share this with all your friends. They download, they leave a message, they subscribe. We want everyone to be able to have a chance to listen to the weekly calling. So thank you for listening, and I do hope your week starts out great. It's already starting out good. You woke up, and now you're listening to the weekly calling. Now, something happened this past weekend that we dread. I dread in the low house. We have to set the clocks back an hour. Now, you do gain that hour of sleep, which is nice, but when the clocks turn back and we gain that hour, what we really feel is loss. The loss of daylight. I was saying to my wife, man, it's going to be dark so early. The evenings come too soon. The sky grows dim before dinner. You step outside and realize the day is already over before your heart feels ready for it to be over. And for many people, that shift does something deep inside. There's something about darkness, not just physical, but emotional, spiritual darkness that reminds us how fragile we really are. So I want to tell you this story, and I read this and it really stood out to me. There's a story about a farmer named Don who lives a few miles outside of a small Midwestern town. Now, it's farming season where I'm at. I'm in Minnesota. So this Don guy could actually be my neighbor, but he's not. Every fall when the time changes and the days get shorter, his work doesn't stop. It just gets darker. One year, he said, about a night during harvest when his tractor light went out halfway through the field. He said it was late, cold, and pitch black. The kind of darkness that presses in on you. He said, I couldn't see 10 feet in front of me. I thought about calling it a night, but the work needed to be done. So he parked the tractor, he grabbed a small flashlight from the glove box, and he walked back toward the barn a half a mile away. The light barely reached past his boots, but step by step, it was enough. As he walked, he said something hit him. He said, I wanted the sun, but God gave me just enough light to keep moving. He realized something deeper that night, something God doesn't remove the darkness. He simply equips us to walk through it. Don said, you can't finish the harvest waiting for daylight. You just keep moving with the light you've got. That's the picture of faith, isn't it, listeners? We want long, bright days where everything's clear and easy, but often, listen to me, God teaches us to trust Him in the dim light. He says, hey, bro, you're going to have to trust me, and I'm just going to give you a little bit of light, the kind that only shows the next few steps. When the daylight fades earlier each evening, it reminds us that life isn't meant to be lived in constant brightness. Growth happens in the dark. Roots grow underground. Seeds sprout beneath the surface. And our faith matures when we learn to trust God, even when we can't see the whole field. John 1:5 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That means even when life feels darker, when your joy, your direction, or your energy feels dim, God's light is still shining. It might not flood the horizon, but it will always be enough for your next step. So my question to you is this. What part of life feels dim or uncertain right now? How can you practice trusting God's flashlight faith one step at a time instead of waiting for full daylight? What's one small way you can carry His light into someone else's darkness this week? Because trust me, listeners, we are all encountering people living in darkness. We just have to keep our eyes open and our flashlights on. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for the listeners. Thank you for this week. Thank you for darkness. Thank you for bright, Lord. I pray that everyone has their flashlight on this week as we encounter people in our walks. Thank you, Lord, for bringing the listeners back. And again, I pray your blessings over each one this week. In your holy name, amen. Hey, thanks for listening. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.